Let's go heavy. Saturday, June 26, 2021. Seems like a great day to go heavy, to go below parallel. So we will do just that with the front squat. A gorgeous squat, 5x5. What a classic heavy day. 5x5 front squat. The last time we did this exact rep scheme was November 6th, 2020. So you can go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app. See what your loadings were, what did your warm-up sets look like, what were your rest periods, all that good stuff. If you haven't yet, be sure you watch the other video attached to today, How to Approach Heavy Days, because we discuss warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and a ton more, and that was Linchpin Conversations number 113. All right, we have a video showing the front squat. Super Fitness Robot today would be holding 70% or higher of your one rep max front squat across all sets. More likely, anywhere from 50% or higher of your one rep max front squat across all sets. Scaled option. I have it written down as the back squat, but here's the deal. Maybe if you just can't get into a front rack position, all right, then back squat's a good call. But if you can, but you're just not strong yet at the front squat, that's okay. That's why we're lifting heavy today. And a heavy day is, as long as you can get into the position, infinitely scalable because you can reduce the loading all the way down to an empty barbell or a PVC pipe, so most people can front squat. So do what's appropriately challenging for you, but if you can't get into that position, you can go ahead and do a 5x5 back squat. And we have a video showing the back squat as well. Oh boy, the limited equipment option. As I've said before, even if you have a barbell every now and then, you might want to do a limited equipment option heavy day just for some gorgeous and humbling variance. 4 rounds for quality, so not for time, of 10 dumbbell squats, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, or whatever loading you want, really. 10 dumbbell squats, then 8 meters of a dumbbell walking lunge, then 6 Bulgarian split squats right leg, 6 Bulgarian split squats left leg. That's a round. You're going to do 4 rounds of that again, not for time. Break it up as needed. Rest. It's a heavy day. Video showing the dumbbell squats, the front rack lunge. You could have the lunge and the hang as well, and the Bulgarian split squats. Whew. No equipment workout. 2 rounds, not for time, of 50 air squats, 50 meters of a walking lunge. That's about as simple and effective, no gear, below parallel strength workout that you can get. Video showing the air squat there. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. This first piece is wonderful, but take some time. It's SLIPS training, S-L-I-P-S. Each thing stands for something. Scales, both front and back. L for L-sit, I for inversion, which means getting upside down, P for planks, S for stretching. Take about 15 to 20 minutes and just practice and divide amongst all those various activities. We've got videos showing the front and back scale, L-sit, 3 different inversion options, plank variations, and for the stretching, you can choose your own or you can do the stretching that's assigned to today. The front and back scales, if you haven't done them before, I bet they look easy, and I bet you will find them more challenging than you think. And then, the other part, we have pistols, aka one-legged squats. 20 to 40 on the right leg, 20 to 40 on the left leg. Video showing that. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we have the PVC front rack stretch, the kneeling layback, and a foam roller for the back and lats. Enjoy. Closed out the week. Another great week of training. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow. And I will see everybody back here on Monday for more training. And to everybody all around the world, part of the Linchpin community, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being awesome. We are all in this together, and we will continue to support each other. And we will continue to seek the truth in fitness, quite honestly, not chase shiny objects unnecessarily. And that will allow us to be healthy and happy for a very, very long time. So I'll see you on Monday.